Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
Women are successful professionals, successful business owners, and knowledgeable investors. At some point in our lives, we may have to manage our own finances simply because we're single or due to divorce or widowhood. Every day, women face many risks to their life, health, and property. Now, we can't always eliminate those risks, but we can take steps to guard against resulting financial losses to our assets. Insurance is the primary way for us to do that, to provide that needed protection. There are other ways, but insurance is the simplest way to get started. Now, insurance can provide not only peace of mind, but insurance provides financial security to you and your loved ones. And there are many types of insurance that we should be considering having in place, if we don't already have it in place, that's available to help guard against devastating losses. And we're going to go through them. And then we're going to drill down specifically on life insurance, why women need life insurance, working women, single women, single moms. Why do we all need life insurance? Some things to consider. So let's first talk about health insurance. And this is a continuation of our series on women taking control of our money in 2021. Now, health insurance can safeguard our assets from the very high costs of healthcare. Now, we may lack the financial resources, the money needed to pay for medical expenses if there's a health crisis. If there's no health insurance available and there's a health crisis, those medical bills can be astronomical. Physical exams, prescription drugs, hospital stays, pregnancies, routine medical conditions, they can all add up and cause you to suffer a financial hardship if you have to pay those bills completely on your own, which is why it's very important to maintain health insurance. Understanding that in this environment, many people have lost their jobs, and along with that, their coverage. But there are other options out there, places that you can replace that coverage. There's COBRA. There are private policies that you can get. As we know, women often obtain their health insurance through their employer as a dependent in a family health plan. But if health insurance is not available through an employer, you still may be able to obtain coverage through maybe some type of association that you're a part of, a club or professional association or other organizations, or on your own by purchasing a private health insurance policy directly from an insurance company. And we know health insurance pays for either all or a portion of medical costs. So let's move to auto insurance. Now, there are many reasons why you should have automobile insurance. The first reason is that if you have a car loan, your lender's going to require it. But The second most important reason is that people can be injured. You know, in the event of some type of car accident, others can be injured. Property can be damaged as a result of a car accident. And someone can have a claim against you, a liability claim against you for their injuries, for their property. So loss or damage to your automobile can also occur. Someone can vandalize, or there be a natural disaster or theft. So auto insurance protects against all of these risks. It is not just, you know, a car accident and you want to get your car fixed. You have to consider that we live in a society that likes to sue, and people can and will at the drop of a hat. And so having your insurance in place helps to protect you, including auto insurance. Let's move to homeowners insurance. If you own a home, that home is probably one of, if not the most valuable asset that you have. So it's important that women, you protect yourself against an unexpected financial loss to your home and the possessions in your home, both. So homeowners insurance provides coverage if your home and possessions are either damaged or destroyed. Homeowners insurance can also provide you with coverage if there is any type of liability claim, or can provide you with coverage for medical expenses or other expenses that result from property damage, or if someone gets hurt on your property. Just like auto insurance, your mortgage lender will require that you have it. Now, if you happen to own your home outright, paid for it, yay, you should still have homeowner's insurance to protect your interests and safeguard your assets. Women, for those of you who work or have businesses, you work very hard. And for those who are stay-at-home moms, you work very hard doing what you do to maintain that household and take care of the most valuable assets, human assets that you have, and those are your children. And so with that said, we have to do all that we can to protect our homes, our automobiles, our investments, all of those things, because the unexpected will happen. And what we're talking about is putting insurance policies in place and or maintaining them, as difficult as it may be right now to make those payments, maintaining these policies, because it's far less cheaper to pay a monthly premium than it is to deal with potentially having your entire savings, having your entire investment portfolio, or having your home or your automobile taken, all of your hard-earned assets and savings wiped out from a lawsuit or any type of catastrophic event. This is what we're talking about. And insurance is the best way to do such. Now, for additional protection, you should consider umbrella insurance. It's you think of umbrella like covers you. So umbrella life insurance, or umbrella liability insurance, provides additional liability coverage in excess of the liability coverage provided in other insurance policies. So, for example, you have a homeowner's policy, and I forgot to mention, if you do not own your home, but you are a renter's, certainly you should consider getting a renter's insurance policy to cover your possessions. And so an umbrella policy provides liability protection above and beyond these basic coverages. And it can protect you against the catastrophic losses that can occur if you are sued. And that's an umbrella policy. Two more, and then we're going to drill down on life. Disability. So the threat of a major disability, and we're talking about a physical disability, it could actually be another type of disability as well. The threat of a major disability is one of the greatest risks to our income, ladies. Disability insurance is important to in protecting your income, especially if you are not able to work for an extended period of time. None of us know what's going to happen. If all of a sudden some type of illness occurs and you end up being out of work for an extended period of time, having a disability insurance policy in place will replace part of your earned income when you can't work. And usually it's somewhere around 50 to 70%. So if you make $5,000 a month, then your disability policy could potentially pay out on a monthly basis anywhere from $2,500 to $3,500 a month. And that would be your income during the time that you're on disability. So you may be able to obtain short-term or long-term disability coverage or both. Okay? So disability, your own disability policy is very, very important to consider. Now let's move to business insurance. Owning a business often requires that we make significant investments of our time and finances. None of us know the difficulties that may lie ahead for not only our personal lives, but for our business. So even your business assets need to be protected. Whether you're just starting a business out of your home or you manage a multi-million dollar enterprise, no matter how careful we are in running our business, accidents do happen. So as a business owner, you may want to consider any of the different types of insurance coverage that's available for businesses. And that would be property and casualty insurance, a liability insurance, group health, life, and disability insurance coverage for you and your employees. So you can have your business cover that. You can buy these types of insurances separately, or you can buy them as a package to cover many different potential, hazards. So the bottom line is, if you have not thought about and developed a full-blown asset protection plan, your assets, personal and business, your wealth, what you have is vulnerable, ladies, to potential future creditors, someone coming along, suing you for something. And you could suffer significant financial hardship. So to prevent that, insurance can be a vital asset protection tool that you have in your arsenal to keep yourself from devastating losses. So why do women need life insurance? We didn't talk about life insurance, and I wanted to save that for last. Now, when we think about life insurance, most people think of, it's not a very pleasant thing to think about, you know, it relates to no longer being here. So that's understandable. But life insurance is not just about having enough funds to pay for burial expenses for an individual. In this case, women, we're talking about ourselves. We're talking about why women need life insurance on themselves. Why do we need life insurance on ourselves? So it's not just about burial expenses. It's about all of these things that you are having to handle right now in your very vibrant life that will need to be taken care of if something happens to you. Today, we women have more financial responsibilities than ever before. Have you ever thought about how your family or loved ones will manage financially if you pass away? Whether you are single, whether you are a married woman, whether you're employed, whether you are a stay-at-home mom, a single mom, you probably need life insurance. At the very least, life insurance can help pay for the costs of funeral and burial services. Estate, administering your estate, any estate taxes, and any outstanding debts, at the very least. But life insurance policies can do so much more than maybe we've not all thought about. So let's look at this. Working women. Today, families depend on the income of two working parents, typically. So if you are in that situation, if you are a working mother and you have a spouse who also works, your income has a significant impact on the quality of your family lifestyle. You have two incomes. And so yours is very important. Your income helps cover the cost of ordinary living expenses, food, clothes, utilities, and provides savings for your child's education. If you started that child's college education, your income also is probably contributing to your retirement plan. So if something happens to you, life insurance on you protects your family by providing the money needed to replace your lost income if you die prematurely. If you think about it, a two earner income household, one goes away, it cannot be replaced except for a life insurance policy for that person. If you are single, now, single women, often women, like men, think that it's not necessary to buy life insurance because you may be single with no dependents. So you think, I have no dependents, I don't need life insurance. Well, what's often overlooked is that life insurance for a single person can provide the necessary funds to pay off your car loans, your education loans, other debts, your mortgage, taxes, and funeral expenses if you pass away. If there's nothing in place, then these things would fall upon another family member. Could be a sibling. It could be a parent. And it could be a very, very difficult time and stressful for them if there is no life insurance proceeds to take care of these outstanding debts in these items in the event you pass away as a single woman. Single moms, whether you are divorced, widowed, or simply a single mom, you are most likely primarily responsible for your child support. Now, if you pass away prematurely, life insurance can provide the ongoing income to cover child care costs, future college costs, medical expenses, and other debt. Consider how that would be taken care of for your children as a single mom. Life insurance can do that. If you're a stay-at-home mom, we know that maintaining a household is a full-time job, and you as a stay-at-home mom have a lot of roles, responsibilities, and duties. The cost of the services that you perform at a stay-at-home mom would be very expensive if you had to hire someone to do what you do. So if you pass away, your surviving spouse may have to pay for services such as childcare, transportation for the children, and housekeeping. Taking over these added responsibilities could cause your spouse to lose work hour, meaning they would end up having a reduction in income, because they now have to stay home to take care of the kids or work fewer hours to take care of the kids or pay someone if something happens to you. We don't think about these things. Well, proceeds from your life insurance can help your spouse pay for services that keep the household running and allow your spouse to keep working. If you are a family caregiver, and many women are in this position where we are providing for our children and elderly family members. Now, caring for an aging parent or family member can mean not just, you know, caring for them physically, but it can also include paying some of the costs of adult daycare. You may be paying for some of their uninsured medical expenses, transportation costs, food, anything. Adding these expenses to the costs of maintaining a household, your own household, your own child care, and college tuition can be pretty overwhelming. If something happens to you as a family caregiver, these added responsibilities, financial responsibilities that you have for your aging family member, these things that you've been taking care of for them, okay, they're going to continue after your death. Who's going to take care of it? Life insurance provides a source of funds that can be used to help pay for these expenses. Business owner, if you die while owning your business, life insurance can be used to provide cash for company expenses like payroll or other operating costs while your estate is being settled. So you see how important having life insurance in place as a woman, because we have so many responsibilities. Whether we are married, single, stay at home, a business owner, working, we are caring for our children, we are paying for this, we are paying for that. And what we're trying to share out is the importance of thinking further out. None of us wants to think about our own demise. It's not something that that's enjoyable at all. But it's a responsible thing to do, to plan for things to continue, for expenses, obligations to be taken care of in case something happens to us. And we may say, well, I have a spouse, they'll do it. But keep in mind, if you are a two-earner household, then one person going away puts an enormous strain on that remaining person. And then, of course, with our children, the best gift, one of the best gifts that we can do, provide, give to them, is to provide for all of their needs while they are our dependents and into the years that they are in college, whether we are here or not. And so I highly encourage and remind you that life insurance is so very important. And oftentimes, women's life insurance coverage is inadequate. So it might be time to consult an insurance professional who can help you assess your life insurance needs. And there are so many different types of life insurance policies out there, and they can help you determine that which is most appropriate for you at this time. So I really highly encourage you to just think about the assets that you have and how long you've been working to attain those. And as you continue to build upon your assets, you want to do all that you can to protect those. Don't underestimate yourself, and do not underestimate the likelihood of a catastrophe happening. We are all living right now and have been in a catastrophic situation called a pandemic that none of us would have ever imagined. And as a result, it has upended everyone's life in ways unimaginable. And so if we just even think about how quickly and unexpected this pandemic happened, think about the potential for a personal pandemic-like event or a catastrophe happening in your personal life. None of us want it to happen. It could be something as simple as just an unexpected huge bill. But that bill could be the size such that it is catastrophic for you. So please, yes, assess your assets, assess your life insurance and your health insurance and your auto insurance and all of your insurance coverages. Make sure you have those things in place and reassess them. The amount of life insurance that you will need depends on your own personal situation, financial situation. And just because you start with X dollars this year does not mean you cannot increase that amount as your risk gets higher and higher each year. But the point is to get the coverage. So with that, thank you for listening to this episode of Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and business and make it easy for you to understand.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.